Radio 1000 FM 97.7. Stay connected. Stay informed.
Good morning once again. Fair skies and 46 degrees at 11:02. I'm Tom Hutler with our top stories from our 24/7 news center. Nurses say hospitals have been either unwilling or unable to fully staff their wards, and now a bill has passed the state senate that would compel hospitals to hire enough nurses to meet minimum staffing levels. Northwest News Radio's Corwin Hake with the update.
No one believes there's an endless supply of nurses waiting to be hired, but among some supporters of Senate Bill 5236, there's a belief hospitals are profiting by keeping nursing staffs deliberately stretched thin with sometimes dire results.
Last week, I had a patient who died on my shift, and he should not have.
Katie Roth, an 18-year nursing veteran currently at Providence in Everett, dropped that bombshell at a Senate hearing last month. Providence denied short staffing led to any patient deaths. In any case, State Senator Mark Mullett, Issaquah Democrat, backed the bill, calling on hospitals to meet staffing targets or face what he calls misery.
If you can't reach that target, you will have regulatory misery through Department of Labor and Industries, where they can come in and really enforce compliance.
The measure, known as the Safe Staffing Bill, has passed out of the full Senate and moves on to the House. Corwin Hake, Northwest News Radio.
Would-be burglars smashed a car into a GameStop store in Tacoma. Como 4's Lee Still reports from the scene near 72nd and Portland Avenue.
Nothing was actually stolen. Whoever was in the car ran off right after they hit the store itself, and they fled very fast. Tacoma PD tweeted out a photo of that stolen Kia, which was used to smash the store. They got all the way in. We're told officers responded to the burglary alarm here at the GameStop in about 4 minutes, so they were here very quickly. This happened close to 2:30 this morning, and they are still looking for whoever was in that car. Now, if it sounds like we have been reporting on a number of crash and grabs, you're not wrong. A quick search of our archive shows we've been to at least 10 incidents like this since December.
That, again, is Como 4's Lee Stoll. The Tacoma Police Department credits the community for a drug bust early yesterday morning.
911 calls came in reporting shots fired at a home on South 11th Street in Tacoma. No one was hurt. Police discovered powdered fentanyl in the home. Investigators later served a search warrant and found a large amount of other drugs as well, along with two handguns and $16,000 in cash. The department forwarded charges to the prosecutor's office.
That's Como 4's Mary Nam coming up. We've got traffic and weather, and then drugs on the bus, and drivers are getting tired of it. Let's update your drive now as we check in with Kiara Jordan, who is standing by in the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
We're kicking off this 11 o'clock hour with no major blocking crashes or stalls, but we do still have a couple of slow spots on our commutes, including in Seattle, northbound I-5. Your delays are going to begin just south of the West Seattle Bridge, and those will continue to the convention center. And then after that, you should be basically back up and moving along the speed limit. A minor slowdown at 520, but it really doesn't last very long. We're also seeing almost a mile of slowing on northbound 167 as you're approaching 405. And we're going to stick with a busy commute on northbound 405. Heavies from the Valley Freeway to Sunset, then it's some lighter slowing to Northeast 44th, and then we're going to be crowding again right as you're entering downtown Bellevue. Our next Northwest traffic app, 1114.
This traffic report sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical. Call Beacon today. Save $50 on all heating and air conditioning. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking. Call Beacon. Checking the forecast now, sponsored by Northwest Crawl Space Services with meteorologist Kristen Clark.
Sun breaks and showers. That's going to be the general theme between now and the middle of the week. We do track a slightly stronger storm on Thursday that kicks up some rough waves along our coastal beaches by then. Brings a pretty wet day to the Olympic Peninsula, but for the most part, Puget Sound stays dry through much of Thursday. It's not until Friday morning that more of a uniform rain fills in along the I-5 corridor, in addition to gusty winds. And by Friday night, steady snow will be developing over the Cascade Passes, amounting to 5 to 10 inches of fresh snow at the ski slopes in time for the weekend. In the Como 4 Weather Center, meteorologist Kristen Clark.
46 and sunny downtown at 11:06. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues now. Metro Transit says they're trying to double the number of security guards working on the bus system. Como 4's Jeremy Harris explains why.
Metro says they just added a second security contractor to try and put more officers on buses and at platforms to deal with issues like drug use. I've been looking into the issue over the past few weeks, and here's some of what I found. Just in the last year, in 2022, there were over 1,800 reports of drug use on buses on the metro system. 52 bus operators reported being exposed to smoke from drugs, and 16 bus drivers filed for workman's comp due to chemical exposure. We talked to one driver who said fentanyl smoke is so common on his bus that he's on medical leave to be evaluated by doctors.
This isn't secondhand smoke. This is smoke being lit on aluminum foil that's coming directly into the air that us bus drivers are breathing. You know, and it makes me really, really sick. I don't want to be putting in a predicament where I'm around drugs every day on my job that I didn't sign up for.
Jeremy Harris, Como News.
The attorney for former Seahawk running back Marshawn Lynch entered a not guilty plea on Lynch's behalf in a Las Vegas courtroom yesterday.
Lynch did not appear in court. He's accused of driving under the influence in Vegas in August of last year. An arrest report says that officers found Lynch asleep behind the wheel with the driver's seat leaning back and the door open. Lynch says that he was not drinking, nor was he on drugs, but he did admit to stealing the car.
That's Como 4's Eric Johnson. First, murder hornets, now Houdini flies. Local beekeepers are concerned this invasive species from Europe could wipe out their colonies. Houdini flies got their name from the practice of sneaking into the nests of mason bees and laying their eggs. The flies hatch first and eat the food left for the bees, leaving them to starve. According to the Seattle Times, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is working on a trap to exterminate those pests. A recent city council debate will be memorable for two reasons, the topic as well as one of the speakers. Northwest News Radio's Brian Calvert.
Look, this was pretty serious business inside the Liberty Lake City Council chambers.
Laws that would direct how the library staff collects books.
And public testimony was heated. Yep, so was the feline testimony. Somehow a rogue kitty made it into the rogue gallery, and it was perched high above the action, offering its 2 cents and 9 lives worth.
So our cat in the ceiling has made, oh, there he goes.
The mayor eventually decided the cat had exceeded her time limit and paused the meeting so kitty could be removed. City Administrator Mark McAvoy tells KREM-TV.
Just kind of sat there and oversaw the rest of the meeting and was very vocal.
The kitty was removed from council chambers.
We'll thank the cat for a little bit of joviality here.
There was a plan in place and fees paid and those kinds of things. So the cat was on its way to become a City Hall cat.
I adopted the cat.
That's Heidi Workman, Liberty Lake's human resources manager.
I have never seen a cat or any animal attend a city council meeting.
And even though she had temporarily adopted the kitty, her heart told her someone must be looking for it. So she began searching.
It's what I do. I search the sites for lost pets and look for the pets and try to reunite them. So it's just part of who I am.
And after a few days, she discovered not only that the cat belonged to someone in Montana, but the kitty's name is Frodo.
Yeah, Frodo. He's very excited to have her back.
He told us that he was afraid he would never see her again. So.
Now, Frodo did not go on an incredible journey from Montana. Her owner had driven her to Liberty Lake, and the kitty just slipped away and ended up at City Hall. This woman drove to Liberty Lake to bring Frodo home.
He goes, well, I think we found your cat. I'm very grateful for the neighborhood and the community and the people that really care.
So I guess you could say this story, well, I guess I'll leave the final cat pun to Heidi.
It was the perfect ending.
Brian Calvert, Northwest News Radio.
It's 11:10. Time for a Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk update now with Eric Heitz.
Winners of 4 games in a row, the Seattle Kraken are back at CP Arena tonight hosting the Anaheim Ducks. They now sit in third place in the NHL's Pacific Division with 78 points, 4 points out of first. Game time is 7 o'clock. Spring football practice is underway for the Huskies and Cougars, with each team getting 15 practice sessions. In Pullman, Cougars head coach Jake Dickert says the offensive line needs to be better this upcoming season to protect quarterback Cam Ward.
You win games at the line of scrimmage in the Pac-12. I think that was noted, you know, pretty handily throughout last season, and the Pac-12 is strong. You know, so we got to be able to match that intensity at the line of scrimmage and keeping Cam upright.
Practice wraps up in late April. The Seahawks and quarterback Geno Smith have agreed to a 3-year contract reportedly worth $105 million. Smith will earn $52 million in the first year of the deal. Today is the deadline for NFL teams to place the franchise tag on players. Quarterback Lamar Jackson remains the biggest untagged name, and it's been reported the Baltimore Ravens will tag him before the deadline today if a long-term deal is not reached. Also, the Kansas City Chiefs reportedly will not use the franchise tag on left tackle Orlando Brown and are expected to release defensive end Frank Clark. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour, Eric Hines, Northwest News Radio.
Northwest News Time, 11:12. Traffic and weather just a couple of minutes away. Research from the National Institutes of Health could be a game changer for people recovering from a stroke. We get that story from medical reporter Liz Bonus.
Scientists now conducting breakthrough research in treating strokes. They say so many of us hear about the importance of time as muscle in heart events, but the same is true when you have an injury to the brain.
It actually has treatments that are as powerful, or if not more powerful, than for heart attacks. So people really need to know about stroke and the fact that if they get in quickly, there's something we can do about it.
Dr. Pooja Khatri is part of a team that coordinates national clinical trials in stroke. It's all part of a program funded by the National Institutes of Health called StrokeNet.
We sort of get this bird's eye view of everything happening in the country, and then we help make it happen and work with the sites all over the country.
Well, she's part of the College of Medicine at Ohio's University of Cincinnati. 500 U.S. hospitals across the country help administer what they make happen. The main goal is to prevent damage from a stroke, which is an injury to the brain.
For every few patients that show up early enough to the hospital, I can literally reverse their stroke, which is just mind-blowing.
In addition to medications which reverse a stroke's impact, intervention trials are also available, as well as new therapy trials that stimulate the brain for treatment and recovery.
Even if you don't get that sudden reversal, it's important to know that the longer that recovery goes on, literally for months and years. And so there's an opportunity to work at that and realize that the brain is really plastic. And we're doing a lot of research to try to really hone in on that and be able to do that more consistently.
So here's the main thing to know, she says, be fast. Look for changes to any of these, your balance, your eyes, your face, your arms, slurred speech. And if you notice them, timing is critical. Call 911. That quick action really can reduce the risk for those long-term complications. I'm medical reporter Liz Bonus.
It's 11:14 and time for a traffic update. We do so every 10 minutes on the fours. Kira Jordan in the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Well, we had a bit of a medical emergency that had been blocking our ramp from north on I-5 to Bridgeport Way. It looks like that ramp just reopened. Now, I'm not seeing too much slowing on the main line because of it, but good thing we can use that Bridgeport off-ramp once again. North on I-5, still heavy in Seattle from the West Seattle Bridge to the Convention Center. And then we see some lighter slowing from Mercer to 520. Still a minor slowdown on northbound 167 right at 405. And then northbound 405, that has been slow and go as you're traveling from the Valley Freeway to about Northeast 30th. And now I'm just starting to see a little bit of a backup that is forming on southbound I-5. This is coming out of Lacey toward Olympia. It looks like it's near Boulevard Road. It's about a half mile or so slow down there, but I haven't officially heard of anything block yet. This is our next Northwest traffic app, 11:24.
This traffic report sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical. Call Beacon today. Save $50 on electrical work. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking. Call Beacon. At 11:15, your weather forecast sponsored by Northwest Crawl Space Services calls for a chance of shower today and partly sunny skies as well. We've been predominantly having the sunshine this morning, and I don't think anybody's complaining. A chance of showers by midday tomorrow. Rain and snow mix for Thursday morning. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday pretty rainy with a little bit of decreasing rain on Saturday, and highs each day right around 50 degrees. Currently 46 and partly sunny in Everett. Fair skies, 44 in Tacoma. SeaTac Airport, partly sunny in 45 at 11:16.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7, your information station. Sponsored by Muckleshoot Casino.
Kathy O'Shea at the editor's desk. I'm Tom Huntler, and these are stories we're tracking. Wall Street deep in the red after the Fed chairman said policymakers will likely need to raise interest rates higher than expected to fight inflation. Jerome Powell's comments before a Senate panel sent stocks plunging on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones down more than 500 points at times. We'll update those numbers for you in about 4 minutes. Senator Lindsey Graham proposing a bill to designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. This comes as fentanyl continues to pour over the border, and after two Americans were killed and two others kidnapped at gunpoint Friday in northern Mexico. Graham said he would put Mexico on notice and introduce a bill to set the stage to use military force if necessary. One of the world's best-known weight loss programs is trying something new.
Losing weight with Weight Watchers just got easier.
Weight Watchers, the brand best known for trying to help people lose weight through a point system, making a multi-million dollar bet on the booming obesity drug business. The company acquiring subscription telehealth platform Sequence, which for $99 a month provides telemedicine appointments with doctors who can prescribe wildly popular medications like Ozempic and Wegovy.
What this collaboration will allow us to do is to have a member enter a pathway and answer questions to assess their appropriateness, and then following that initial assessment, to connect with a clinical provider who can then determine with that individual, are medications, if any, the right path for them.
The change comes as social media is increasingly flooded with viral weight loss testimonials.
It's here.
Those drugs, cited by many in the medical community as game changers for people with serious medical conditions such as obesity and diabetes, are currently experiencing a shortage.
The criteria for treatment of obesity with telehealth is exactly the same for treatment in a doctor's office. Someone has to have a BMI of 30 or above, or a BMI of 27 to 30 with complications of obesity. When you think about why are we having shortages, it's because the expectation was very low that almost nobody would want to do this. But that is not true. When people have treatments for obesity that really work, they want them.
The shortage, which Ozempic describes as incredible demand coupled with overall global supply constraints, sparking concerns about people using it who may not need to. The injectable drugs contain semaglutide, which acts as an appetite suppressant.
An important point is that these medications are not instead of a diet and physical activity program. They're to help you to comply with a program like that.
The drugs, like all medications, are not without side effects. Some of the most common include nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Weight Watchers has seen its share of rebrands over the years in an effort to grow subscribers, from its name, simplified to WW, to a wellness app for kids.
And obesity is a big category, $50 billion a year. Weight Watchers is not alone also in pursuing telemedicine. Best Buy announced it struck a deal with Atrium Health where they'll be able to roll out at hospital, at home program with the Geek Squad, where they go to patients' homes, set up technology, then it remotely monitors things like heart rate, blood oxygen, and other vitals. And as the world moves in this direction, we got more comfortable with this in the pandemic, at home medicine, and the aging population. You're going to see more and more of this.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. Police and EMS responding to a Boston school yesterday. Several students consumed marijuana edibles.
Boston police said they were called to the Maurice J. Tobin School in Roxbury and told that students had eaten marijuana-infused chocolate bars. School's principal said the nurse saw five students. One of them was taken to a hospital as a precaution. The others were released to their parents. The school's now investigating this incident. It did not say how old these students were, but the Tobin School has students from kindergarten through eighth grade. Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's 11:20 and time for another StockCharts.com Money Update.
Some of the cities that became boom towns during the pandemic are set to see a drastic decline in home prices. Goldman Sachs says by the end of 2024, home prices are set to plunge 19% in Austin, 16% in Phoenix, 15% in San Francisco, and 12% in Seattle. That's because those four cities have seen large increases in inventory and supply is now overwhelming demand. Funko Pop toys were once a sought-after collectible, but sharp plunge in their value has the company sending the figurines to the trash heap. Demand for the toys has tumbled so much, the parent company Funko said it planned to eliminate between $30 and $36 million worth of the vinyl figurines. In its most recent earnings report, the company said inventory totaled $246.4 million at the end of 2022, up 48% from 2021. That's your money now.
As we mentioned a few moments ago, Wall Street in steep declines after the Fed Reserve chairman Jerome Powell said policymakers will likely need to raise interest rates higher than expected to fight inflation. So we're looking at some pretty steep declines right now, with the Dow down 528.5, the Nasdaq off by 120, the S&P 500 is down 56.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. The information you need when you want it on your smart speaker. Just say play Northwest News Radio. Stay connected. Stay informed. Your information station.